Eric, thank you so much for coming in studio with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about, when did you start playing music and when did you start writing music?
Well, I didn't start writing music until about 2003, but I grew up playing music. I grew up in a very musical household. My mom was an organist. My dad was a kind of a jazzer clarinetist, and my mom would lead choirs. She taught piano in our home, too. So every day coming home from school, everyone had to be quiet because my mom was teaching piano, and we couldn't make any ruckus in the house. So I got into the habit of going up to my bedroom and putting on my headphones and listening to my own music. But I also grew really used to hearing the songs over and over again that she would be teaching her students. And we were all required to play piano, too. So I have three brothers. We all started playing piano at a young age, singing pretty casually, but definitely needing to like learn how to hold a tune of some sort. And by the time most of us got into the very typical kind of rebellious early teenage years where we didn't want to practice piano that often, she was okay with that as long as we turned our focus to some other instrument. I picked drums, and I still tinkered with the piano, but I didn't so much study it per se and didn't take weekly lessons. Started focusing on drums and having a whole lot of fun with that. And I didn't even pick up guitar until my freshman year of college in end of 2000. So that's when I started kind of tinkering with writing music. And I didn't write a song that I was really kind of proud of and wanted to share with people until probably about 2003, to be honest. But I've been playing music in one way or another for a long, long time.
'Cause I don't know why you run away, baby, make a mistake here without you, baby. Here without you, baby, I'll go.
Your voice is really wonderful. It has a really cool timbre to it, and your phrasing is really wonderful.
Thanks.
And it's kind of jazzy.
Yeah, well, I listened to a lot of jazz growing up. I don't know how much of that has rubbed off on me, but I even studied jazz in college. I mean, it's jazz. So jazz, I'm a big jazz fan. I don't consider myself a jazz player. I don't know if I have the chops for that, but I love to tool around singing jazz, although none of my tunes on my records are real jazz per se, but I love jazz. My dad, like I said, he's the one who introduced us to all of the jazz, and my mom introduced us to all the classical music. So we found ourselves somewhere in the middle. And then of course my peers and my friends introduced me to all the pop and rock music. So between those three influences, I kind of had a lot of different stuff. And I focused on drums in college, actually playing jazz. So I played in a lot of jazz combos playing drums. And I split off on my own love of jazz when I didn't really have my dad around to introduce me to his stuff. And I found my own jazz artists that I really wanted to follow. Chick Corea and Dave Brubeck and all these keyboardists that I really love. And Thelonious Monk and, you know, the classics, Miles Davis and John Coltrane and all that. So,
wow.
So
multifaceted.
Yeah.
Not just your normal singer-songwriter.
Well, yeah, I haven't even owned a drum kit since 2006, but yeah, I dove right into drums and then I dove into guitar, and they definitely overlapped for several years.
But as much as he has an affinity for jazz, Eric still loves writing songs.
Well, I'm writing some new materials, and I hope in the second half of 2012, I'd like to get some other magical producer involved, where I want to get into the studio, get some Hammond B3 organ, some, you know, proper bass and drums, and give new life to some new songs. So hopefully I'm going to start a Kickstarter campaign where folks can help me fund another CD where basically other people become my record company and support that as much as they want to and as much as I can make it worth their while.
Oh, that is great. So would you like to play something for us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Awesome.
So this is a brand new song. I don't have my lyric sheet with me, so I'm hoping I can actually play this. I think I can. Spent the first 8 months of this year in London, actually. I wasn't even in Colorado. And my wife was with me most of the time, but I did some traveling back and forth. But this is kind of about missing her while being in lonesome London. It's called 5,000 Miles, for obvious reasons.
Child's coming, spark to flames, he is fire in her eyes. In her eyes. And those years in Europe, they slowly fade, let the deja vu reside. And this wanderlust I'll freely trade for this life that now is mine. In the soul street has felt my cold feet, and I know why I feel this way. It's behind this rinking fire, my heart's 5,000 away. I spend these nights without her, these days with rain, my guitar and I. But I'm looking forward, for them day in July. When the soul street will fill my cold feet, and there's nothing I wouldn't pay. It's behind this rinking fire, my heart's 5,000 miles. Wild, now I'm mild and tame. Hold my head up high.
I think you've got a hit on your hands.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
You bet.